in some way to Mrs. I don't remember exactly how. But there was three of these old ladies.
First, can you give me your full name, sir?
Well, I was a and my name was I was christened Monday.
Can you tell me something about the name? Was it?
From what I understand now, I don't know too much about it. My son is making a study of that, and from what I understand, my great great maybe great grandfather came from Paris, France.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's all I know about it. Papa didn't have but one brother. He died at the age of 11 in a cave. He dug a cave in the side of a washed out creek, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they found him. They found his hat outside. That's the reason they knew he was back in there.
Yeah.
And they dug in there and found that this thing had caved in on him.
Good grief.
And as far as he knew, he didn't have any other relatives in this country.
Uh-huh.
By the name of, and there were three of us boys. We each had one son.
Okay. Now this county is
Harrison.
And the state?
Mississippi. Now that's what you're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now community we're in is this town would be considered
this is part of Biloxi. Biloxi was incorporated into Biloxi probably 10 years back.
Okay. Is your name Mr. Valley?
Val, yes. My name is Valley. I go by the name of Val mostly.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a middle name or?
Well, later years, the name Lewis got tacked on to me, and Valley L or Val Louis got tacked on.
What, you mean when you were younger?
I don't know how far back, but probably about the time I got grown or something like that, as well as I remember.
Yeah, okay. Can you tell me the address here? Just the name of the apartment.
Apartments.
And where did you live when you were young, when you first born? Where did you
have? I was born here in Biloxi.
That's right.
I believe near Street.
Mm-hmm. That's in the downtown area.
Out here, near down closer in Biloxi. And when I was a child, my dad was sent down to Louisiana, 70 miles below New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
by the Lopez and Duque Packers,
yeah.
to build a shrimp plant down there.
Uh-huh.
And I was four when we came back here. When the children got by school age then, there were no schools down there. See, there was nothing there but the packing plant and some camps that the workers lived in,
mm-hmm.
and those schools. And so when we got old enough to start getting in school, then mother moved on back here with us. They had built a home prior to this down on East Railroad between Crawford and Oak.
Yeah.